Welcome to Plenty. I have an amazing feature of one of our Relaxed Money alums for you. Her name is Erica Jones. She is a children's book illustrator. She's an author. She's amazing. And her story of really allowing in her self-worth and allowing that to expand and the ways it's impacted her financial life is really breathtaking. So I can't wait for you to hear it. Welcome to Plenty. I'm your host, Kate Northrup, and together we are going on a journey to help you have an incredible relationship with money, time, and energy, and to have abundance on every possible level. Every week, we're going to dive in with experts and insights to help you unlock a life of plenty. Let's go fill our cups.
Please note that the opinions and perspectives of the guests on the Plenty podcast are not necessarily reflective of the opinions and perspectives of Kate Northrup or anyone who works within the Kate Northrup brand.
Hello, Erica. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to see you, and I really enjoyed seeing you throughout the entire Relaxed Money course. You were very often front and center with your video on, fully engaged, often with your husband. So I just love that. Like, as a teacher, I just want to say thank you. I always remember the people in the front row, like virtually or in person. So yeah, thank you for your level of engagement. So I'm curious, how did you hear about this work?
Well, I saw it on my Instagram feed, and I had, I was following you years ago, and I actually took, it was a feng shui course, intro course. And so I took that, some time had passed and I saw it come across the feed and I was like, I would like to re-engage with Kate and just see what she's up to now. And so I saw the, I think it was called Flourish.
Flow.
Yeah.
No, great.
I saw that Flow was coming up and I said, why not? I mean, let's see what's different and what's new and what I could apply to my life. So.
Okay. That's so cool. Now this is just me as a marketer asking this question. Do you happen to remember, and you don't have to, if it was an ad that you saw on Instagram or if it was from like just a post that I had done organically?
I mean, I think it was just like a sponsored, I think it was an ad. Yeah.
I mean, I just always like to know that when we're spending money on marketing, that it's like working. So, I mean, we have the data for that, but I like to meet the humans. So cool. That's great. And what was going on in your life specifically at the time that felt like, oh, I want to show up for this workshop around money?
So it was kind of a stressful time. I was actually experiencing two big losses. I was losing a dear friend and our primary source of income was in jeopardy. And so I was pretty frightened about the future, stressed out, and I didn't really know what was going to happen next. But I said, well, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe there's something in this for me. So.
Yeah. So it was a time of financial uncertainty.
Yes.
And also grief.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Okay. When you went through the workshop, what stuck out to you? Was there anything specific that met you in that place where you were?
Well, several things. But what you were speaking about, the nervous system and how it could play a role. And even be like a thermometer for like where we were in childhood versus, you know, it's always seeming like, you know, you kind of win and then you expand, contract. The nervous system work was new to me. I hadn't heard anything. It's all over my Instagram feed now.
Right. But, I know. Once you go in, it's like, yes. Oh.
But it was brand new. And I was like, I think maybe this might be a missing piece. This is different. And you like you talked about, things being visible in terms of like the tangible things you do about money, but then also the things underneath the surface. Yes, feng shui is one of those things, but there's other things that you could be needing to tap into and, you know, treat money like you would treat a friend or treat someone you were dating versus ignoring it and you know, choosing, like, I was stressed when I thought avoiding was going to make me less stressed, but of course it was making things worse. So the clarity piece, that was just like, wow, clarity is power, I think is what you said. It was pretty powerful to me.
Yes. Yeah, it really feels like not looking at it is the way, and it just never is. It's just sort of like, you know, similar to if you had an infection, if you don't tend to it, it will get worse.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that piece. And then when it came to actually joining the Relax Money program, did you have any hesitations? Did you have any resistance? Do you remember?
I mean, before I went through the 3-day, I was like, okay, will I feel welcome in this community? Will I learn anything new? But that had really been answered after we spent 3 days together. But I was still very nervous about making the financial investment. And at the time, I would say my idea of how money could come to me, like versus like jobs, just working jobs or getting another, you know, it was limited. And so, yeah, that was just a concern. Like, will this really be worth it? But then you started to talk or have people share like money wins that were happening in real time in the 3 days. And that really intrigued me. Like, how is this happening? But it's like a collective abundance thing happening. And I want to keep being a part of that. So
I love that. And, you know, that happened by accident. So the money miracles thing that we celebrate and talk about during the live workshop, that was never part of it. But what happened is the first time I did a version of the workshop that you attended, it was called Money Love the Revival. And all of a sudden I started getting DMs from people saying, I'm shocked. Like, I got this unexpected check in the mail, or I got this that happened, this money miracle. And it was just like, the only thing that had shifted is that they were putting this certain level of energy and attention on their money by being in the workshop. So then by the time we did Flow, which was the third time we had taught this type of workshop, I intentionally called it out, because what we know is what we put our attention on grows. And so that had happened by accident, but now it's kind of part of the magic of the whole thing, that when we get together and we say, we're gonna pay loving attention to our money, we're gonna tend to this part of our lives in a beautiful way, you know, we water the grass grows.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
And you would, you know, the first time you kind of saw people, like somebody said something really big, I can't remember what it was, but you saw some people kind of go, and you're like, no, we got to celebrate. Trauma's collective. And so is abundance and celebrating other people's joy. And so that was huge. I think a huge shift for me. So.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay. So if it's okay, I'm going to kind of just highlight for those who are maybe not as familiar that our bodies don't believe the lie of separation. So our bodies have these things called mirror neurons. And I know this because you were in the course, but for everyone else, our mirror neurons can't tell the difference between something that's happening for someone else and something that's happening for us if it's somebody we identify with. So if it's someone who shares some of our intersectionalities or some of our identity traits, then we're going to see that is happening for us as well, which is really tricky when it's something traumatic that we're witnessing, or if it's like a big media story that gets recirculated on social media, we can see that's why one of my policies is I don't repost about traumatic events on social, because it can be really traumatizing to people who identify with that group. But at the same time, the same wiring works for joy. The same wiring works for healing. And so when we celebrate those money miracles, I remember one time this woman was like, I got a BMW. I was like, what? You know, like most people, their money wins are going to be more like, oh, I found $20 in my, you know, winter jacket pocket, or somebody paid for my latte or whatever. But we need to celebrate the big and the small. We celebrate it for the other person, but we also celebrate it in terms of collectively that abundance is happening in our community.
Yeah.
And it changes us on a cellular level, because it breaks down that illusion that our lives don't touch each other and don't impact each other. They do.
Yeah.
My abundance is your abundance. Your abundance is my abundance. And yes, like in actual neighborhoods, in actual families, that's more true, but there's an energetic truth of it that whereby any groups of people are intertwined and threaded together, anybody's win is everybody's win when we can let our bodies experience it as such.
Yes.
Thank you for highlighting that. Okay, great. So you were thinking like, am I going to be welcome here? Is this going to be a community for me? Is this going to be different? And then you did embark on the Relaxed Money program and you really showed up. So I want to say, you know, I know you have a business, you're an illustrator, you're an author. Your husband's a professor, right?
He is going to be starting being a professor. He's an entrepreneur, speaker, and now professor. We're adding to that.
And you have kids?
Yes, three kids.
Also, so you have a very full life, and you know, it's not exactly like you just suddenly had all this spare time that opened up. So I'm curious, what did you do to organize your life, to prioritize actually showing up and doing the work, oftentimes with your partner?
Yes. Well, I don't know. This helped me have a little more structure. I had flexibility. I mean, being author illustrator, you, as long as you figure it out, you can work whenever. So I was thankful that I had the freedom to hop on the calls and move lunch down or work or a meeting down and just really prioritize it, because I don't know, it just felt really important to me. And like, I was going to get what I put in. And so I prioritize it. My husband couldn't make as many. And that was a growth thing for me, because, you know, I wanted both of us to benefit, but I had to let go of, we both have to do all of this class together in order for it to work for our family. And, you know, it was like division of labor. Okay, you go to your meeting, I'll get this good stuff and I will share the highlights when I need to. And then we started having weekly meetings and getting our, I had YNAB for years.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it to balance. I couldn't get it to do. And so it would just be a point of frustration where we just would let it get behind. And then at the end of the year, we're trying to figure out what to turn into our account and stuff. But just something about doing the nervous system tools helped to expand the capacity. Suddenly I sit down and I watch the tutorial on how to do YNAB again. And now we get it set up and it's working again. And we can meet weekly and not argue it. It's like, what's happening? This is great. So he was benefiting too. And just the idea that, oh, I need to regulate, or I need, like, we both could speak that vocabulary. And that was just huge, versus before it was just a lot of fault finding or what'd you do this for? What'd you, you know, it's completely different now. So.
Wow.
Thank you.
I love that your experience with learning to feel safe in your nervous system allowed you to engage with a piece of software that you had been trying to work with for years, but finally were able to get to work for you.
Yes.
Because you were coming from such a different energetic place.
Yes.
That's incredible. For those listening who don't know what YNAB is, it's a budget. It's a software called youneedabudget.com. I don't actually like the word budget, but that's what it's called. I like spending plan, but it's not, that's too long and whatever. I didn't make the software, but I do recommend it. And it's part of, it's a little bit of the behind the scenes of what we work with in Relaxed Money, or I recommend that people do. So I love that you're doing that. I love that you're having those conversations, that you're able to regulate with each other, for each other, and, you know, and not be finding each other or self at fault. One of the things I learned recently is that when we go into judgment, we are in, which is, you know, same thing as finding fault with ourselves or others, we are in a low grade fight response. So judgment is dysregulation. And I think that when I learned that, I was like, ooh, that's okay. I can really track where that shows up in my life.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here you are now. It's been what, about 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been about 6 months since your cohort of Relaxed Money started. You already shared some pretty significant wins, which is that care and attention and love with your money and also with your partner being able to do that together. And I'm curious, is there anything else you want to share and celebrate that's been a tangible shift that you felt in your career, in your parenting, in your marriage, or in your financial life specifically?
There's lots. I forgot to say earlier that before, like in general, like even if the losses weren't going on, I was very tense when it came to money. Like if whenever it was time to spend, pay a water bill, go out to dinner, like it would just be like, because of the chosen lack of clarity. But the same thing would happen when anyone would say, what are your prices? Or, you know, someone might actually owe me money and I would be very tense about talking to them. You know, and so that is shifting. I won't say it's like, oh, I never fall into these old patterns, but I know how to recognize them and shift out of them. So that's really big. Let's see what else. I talked about the YNAB and I'm spending on self-care more, like feeling like worth it. And you always remind us that life is happening right now. So it's not about making sure every external entity and thing is good. Like we have to be, our wellness attracts abundance. And so that's a shift. I am open to types of income streams that I hadn't ever thought that I would, like, you couldn't tell me about, you know, that I would enjoy maybe selling, or, you know, like we kicked butt when it was time to sell my girls' Girl Scout cookies to strangers this year. And it was like a different energy because
cool.
You know, just shifts like that where, you know, my friend goes, you're gifted. You're a good salesperson. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I used to hate that and cringe about marketing or sales. But, you know, speaking opportunities, different streams are opening up and I'm conceiving, like, seeing money in places for myself that I hadn't considered before. Ooh. So that's
been, I love
could,
that.
I could share more. But
please, I mean, anything else. I would want to celebrate the Girl Scout cookie sale. Celebrate the speaking opportunities. I mean, yes. That's incredible. And it's cool how you're sharing how it infuses all these different layers of your life. Yes. Right. We think maybe a money course is just only going to be about money, but actually there's really not an area that it doesn't touch.
Right. Right. And just being so aware of those wins and like any size, like nothing's too small to say, thank you. This is good. And just the biggest shift is just saying God is my source. Mm-hmm. I used to say that catchy mantra all the time, but I didn't really believe it. But we went through some things and I used some of the tools, the prosperity, like the 40-day thing. Mm-hmm. It really shifted, like, oh no, I really believe this now. Money doesn't just have to come from a job, or, you know, it could just come to you from a variety of places. In general, I believe, I recognize we've always been good, even though I didn't always feel like it. We've always been provided for. Our needs have always been met. And I believe that they will continue to be. I'm just less anxious mm-hmm. about that piece in general. So
when you say now you really believe that God is your source, what's so cool is because you've been engaging in the nervous system healing practices, your nervous system has actually shifted. And when our nervous system shifts and we feel safe, our beliefs change. Mm. And so often work around money or any kind of personal development will begin with beliefs work, but it's really difficult to change beliefs from the level of cognition or the intellect only. And because you engaged with that 40-day prosperity practice, which is a meditation plus a practice, and you already said you were engaging in the regulation tool, you were able to get your body to shift its set point. So then the beliefs sort of become automatic. You don't have to work at them. It's just like, oh, obviously. Yeah. So good. So good. Okay. So as an illustrator, as a soon to be also published author and illustrator, I know you have your first written and illustrated book coming out in 2025. Yeah. What's it called? So we can keep an eye out.
It's called Zora in the Middle. It'll be published by HarperCollins. And it'll be summer 2025.
Okay, amazing.
You want more? That's good.
I mean, I'm going to want to ask you all the names of your books and all the things. So okay. Yes, I am going to want to know that in a minute. So as you are cultivating, you know, you're moving towards this book launch. You're, I'm sure, in the works, you said, with speaking opportunities, with, you know, I'm sure other illustrating opportunities, all sorts of things. How are you noticing, and is there a specific moment that you can think of? And if you can't, it's okay. But what are you noticing in your career as you're getting paid for the incredible work you do? Is there a specific shift or a specific moment you can recall where you were like, oh, I'm doing this differently than I would have a year ago or 2 years ago?
That's a good question. I mean, I would just say I was really, like, I got really clear this year about how I want to work, how I want to make money. I feel less like I have to say yes to everything and like I can focus more on what I really feel called to do. So I feel like I just feel like it doesn't, illustration takes a lot of work, a lot of heart, a lot of soul, and a lot of people might not get that. So I cannot illustrate myself to death.
Yeah.
So I have to choose wisely what I'm going to work on and know that there is an abundance of ways that I can be supported and fulfilled. So I think it's just like a trust that I'm right to prioritize my time and value my time and work on what really calls my name and know that there's other ways to, you know, I'm going to put my art for sale. I'm considering doing mentorships with other people who are wanting to know how to get into this business. And like I said, speaking visits and school visit opportunities are coming to me, and I don't even have time to market them, and things are starting to just really come together. So it's just a trust that I can be here for my family, and I can do the work I'm called to do. And I don't know, you talked to another artist recently, and we were just talking about it being okay for it not to all come straight through our hands for money, you know, like sweat equity or whatever, that, but we're still calling it in for our family. And so, does that make sense? I feel like I'm rambling.
No, you nailed it. And I want to really like pin what you just said, that abundance comes in a lot of different sources. And we can often, and I see this a lot with our students and clients, we can often discount and say like, oh, it doesn't count if I didn't explicitly earn that money through trading my hours for dollars or trading my services. But the truth is, when abundance comes into the family system, it all counts. And one of the ways that we block our abundance is by allowing our brainwashing that we have to have traded or sacrificed something, or it had to have been a certain amount of hard in order for it to count. And that'll shut down abundance so fast. So I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
Amazing. So Erica, before we hear about your amazing books and where people can find you and them and all of those things, my last question is, if somebody is considering joining Relax Money right now, or just even taking the time to go through the free workshop, and they're hesitant because they're like, I don't have time for this. Is this going to work for me? You know, whatever it may be. What would you want to share with them about your experience to help them move through that?
I don't know. There's something, Well, I do know. There is something about being in a community of people who are focused on expanding and growing their abundance. I know I personally and just observed, you know, people would be sharing things that they wanted to do. They might want to go to Relax Money Live or they want. And I just noticed this was a group of women who didn't just walk around disqualifying themselves things they wanted to do. Like, they'd be like, okay, I'm putting it on eBay and I'm going to get it to where I want to get. And that I noticed because I used to do that. Like, that's just too much. Or, oh, I couldn't do that. That's a huge luxury item or whatever. I'm doing that less. Mm-hmm. And so this really just being around people who have a mindset and are expanding in this way is really magnetic and it's fun. I've made a few friends. I really like logging in every week and seeing other people's money wins and celebrating them. And I don't know. I just think you'll grow in ways you don't expect because you just don't know what you don't know yet.
How true. I love that. The community, it's so rare. I mean, where else are people just unabashedly talking about expanding their abundance? Like, that's not a common conversation in anyone's family and very few friend groups. And so, yeah, it's rare. It's rare and beautiful. I'm glad you pointed that out. Erica, it's been so fun to get to talk to you one-on-one. What a pleasure. If people want to know more about your books, maybe get them for their kids, check out your work. I see your books are behind you. So can you pull them out and tell us the titles and then tell us?
There's one I haven't even opened yet and it's not great, but, the book that it's, I'll tell you about it. I'm sorry. You might have to edit this.
No, you're doing, it's great.
Black Girls, A Celebration of You. It's published by HarperCollins, written by Dominique Fudakawa, and illustrated by me. It's a love letter, a joyful love letter to Black girls everywhere. And it just talks about the things that we should celebrate that are unique to our experience. So that's so that came out last September. This one is called The Loud Librarian. This was my first book because this is... 2020 is when I shifted into this career professionally, by the way. It's not a lifelong thing. So a lot happened really fast. The Loud Librarian is published by Simon Kids. It's written by Jenna Beatrice and illustrated by me. And I need to get a copy of this to you, Kate, because the lead character's name is Penelope. And she wants to be the student librarian for the day. And the problem is she's really loud. So it's a lot of fun. And then I just had a set of cards come out. It's called The Feeling Deck for Kids, and you're going to love this. I illustrated 30 emotions, and they're two authors that, Julie Cavanaugh and Seth Shugar, who wrote reflection activities, about each emotion, so that kids can help to process that emotion and regulate that emotion. So you see how stuff just starts.
Beautiful. It's called The Feelings Deck.
The Feelings Deck for Kids.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry, it is in the box.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. So we're going to put the links to all of those things down below. Is there one place that's the best for people to find you on a website or social media or?
ErikaLynnJones.com is my website. And that's ErikaLynnJones.com. And all of my books can be found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, things like that.
Amazing. Amazing. It's such a joy to talk to you. Thank you for being part of our community. Thank you for taking the time today. And thank you for the beautiful work you do in the world.
Thank you for your amazing contribution to the world. This has changed my life. So I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And your team as well. Thank you.
Thank you. They're amazing.
Woohoo! You made it to the end of an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel expanded already? So if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review. Subscribe to the podcast. Text a friend and let them know they need to listen in. That helps us spread the word so more people can experience Plenty together. And if you want to ease your path to creating wealth, I created a money breakthrough guide for you where I interviewed over 20 of my high-earning women friends, and I asked them what their biggest money breakthrough guide was, and the responses were so mind-blowing and helpful, I knew I needed to pass them along to you. This is the kind of thing that is often only shared behind closed doors, but now you can access it totally for free. So head over to katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs and get the guide. Again, that's katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs. And I'll see you next time for Plenty.
Woohoo! You just finished an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel richer already? So listen, if you're ready for even more, I teach a free money workshop only 2 times a year, and it is coming up. April 23rd, 24th, 25th. It is called Wide Receiver. And in the 3-day workshop, I am going to help you restore your relationship with money and claim the bounty that has your name on it. You can go over to katenorthrup.com/wide to get your free ticket. And I'll see you there.